This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruch habaim. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. Today we begin Siman Ayin. Mihem ha-peturim mi-kriya shema. Who is exempt from kriya shema? Says the Mechaber, Noshim, women, v'avadim, slaves, peturim mi-kriya shema, are exempt from kriya shema, mibneishi mitzvah sasei shazman grama, because it's a positive commandment that's governed by time. So even though they're accepting the yoke of heaven, nevertheless, they are not biblically obligated to recite the Shema in the morning and the night because it's governed by time. However, the nachayin hu lelamdam, it is correct to teach them sheikabal alim omach Hashem to accept the yoke of heaven. And what should they read? Hagav yikru lepachas pasuk rishon. They should read minimal the first pasuk. Says the Mishnah Berurah Peturin, they're exempt. Afilu midrabanan. Even rabbinically, women don't have to say Shema. Mikriya Shema u'peturais gam kemi birchas kriya Shema. They're also pater from birchas kriya Shema. Now, regarding kriya Shema alamita and hamapil, the Shaar Tzion brings to the Magen Avraham that women do not have to say Kriya Shema Alamita, and they do not have to say Hamapil, because that's also a Zman Grama. But he brings that the Eliyahu Rabba asks on him, because women need to do it for Shmira. Okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah continues. They're pater from Berchas Kriya Shema. The Yeshlam gam kein zman kavua. The Berchas Kriya Shema have a zman kavua k'da'el b'simen nun chesiv vav till the fourth hour. Aval Berchas emes v'yatsiv, but Berchas emes v'yatsiv, the nisgan al inyan zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim, which was enacted on the inyan of remembering yitzias Mitzrayim, v'chein ha-brachos shel achrei da'arvis, also the brachos after Shema in Marav, mechiyavis la'amram. They are obligated to say the mitzvah zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim noyheges b'yom uvalayla, because the mitzvah of zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim is noyeg day and night. So Mishnah Berurah says a chiddush here that the bracha of emes v'yatziv, which is for zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim, and the brachas after Shema in the night, women are obligated to say because the mitzvah of zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim is noyeg day and night. V'imkain, if accordingly, memela tzrichem lismach gula tefila, they have to be some gula tefila. The betfila chayavais, because they are chayav in tefila. Kila kaman simen kovav sivbeis, kain kasav hamagin Avram. So that's a very big chiddush. Women are chayav in tefila. They're chayav in emes v'yatziv, and they're chayav in the final two brachas of Marav, which is a pele, because even men, the chiyav is only midin rishus, that we accepted upon ourselves. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings the Ayin B'Prima Gadam Shekasav, Dilaman Desoyver Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim Belayla Hurak Medrabanan, that according to the opinion that remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim at night is only Medrabanan, Va'asmachta Akra, and the Pasuk is only Asmachta Ba'alma, Imkeim Amelahu Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Grama, so it's a positive, so then Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is Zman Grama, Upturais Min HaTorah, and they are pater min haTorah, mak midrabanan chayev, so only chayev midrabanan. Listen to this chiddush. If you hold zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim is noyeg b'yom uvalayla, memela zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim is ein hazman grama, because you're chayev day and night. Memela, women are chayev. But according to the opinion that remembering at night is only midrabanan, but midrash said only chayiv in the day, so then it is zman grama. Memela, women would be pater; they would only be chayiv midrabanan. B'chein kasa b'sefer Yeshuas Yaakov ayin sham. So we have a machlekes. The Magen Avraham says women are chayiv in zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim. Why? It's ein hazman grama. Why? Because you're chayiv b'yoyim uvalayla. The Prima Gadim says, but what about according to those who say at night is Drabanan? So then you're only Chayiv Midarais in the day. So then it would come out that it is Zman Grama. But now the Mishnah Berurah says the Whopper. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that comes the Shagas Aryeh. Even if you're going to say that it's a biblical mitzvah day and night, so then women should be chayiv because it would seem to be ein hazman grama. No. Mitzadeid b'sefer shagas aryeh. The shagas aryeh is inclined to say in Siman Yud Gimel, the hanoshim peturos, that women are still pater in the Berchos Kriya Shema of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why? Aye, it's ein zman grama, you're chayiv day and night. No, the answer is, the haskara diyami mitzvah mifnei atzma, remembering in the day is a separate mitzvah than remembering during the night. So even though you're chayiv day and night, it's still zman grama, because there's a mitzvah in the day and there's a mitzvah in the night. V'imloi hizka b'yoyim, and if you didn't mention during the day, you don't have to make it up at night. At night is a separate mitzvah. Ein tzarch lahazkar haskar zu b'layla. U'masha mazkar b'layla hi mitzvah bifnei atzma ayin sham. So basically the Shagas Aryeh holds, women are putter from Berchois Kriya Shema, including MSV Yatsiv. But according to the Magen Avram, they're Chayiv. Now, according to the Magen Avraham, women are chayiv to say MSV Yatsav. But what about a woman who doesn't daven Maariv? So you're going to say she doesn't daven Shemona Esrei, and she says, excuse me, according to the Magen Avraham, women are chayiv to say Birchois Kriya Shema after Shema in the night. But what if she's not saying Shemona Esrei? She should still say Birchois Kriya Shema? So the Dirshu brings that if a woman is not davening Shemona Esrei, they are not noyeg to say MS Ve'emuna.
What about if they're not saying Shema? It's always started out, there's a Torah Shema, so you have to say the Berachos Kriya Shema?
You're saying if women are putter from Kriya Shema,
does every night they should just say the Tefillah of MS Ve'emuna?
Let's see, the Mishnah Berurah said in the beginning, they're pater from Shema, but they do say, yeah, it sounds like they do say those brachos. Yeah. He brings from the Shevet HaLevi that how could they be chayiv in Emes V'yatsiv if they're not chayiv in Kriya Shema? They were not misakein haskaras yitzias Mitzrayim in Shema. Shevet HaLevi says they are chayiv in Emes V'yatsiv until Goal Yisrael. Now, I never heard of a woman saying that, and I never heard of a woman who davens Maariv just saying that. But that's the opinion of the Magen Avraham. I guess I'm more familiar with the Shagas Aryeh, that it's Zman Grama, even though it's Chayiv B'Yoyim U'V'Layla, but it's two separate Chiyuvim. Okay. Now, are women Chayiv in Psukei D'Zimra? U'Psukei D'Zimra, Ayin Le'el B'Simen Nun Beis, B'Chidush Rebbe Kiva Eger, D'Much Achsham Midvar V'Deha Iker, Niskanu B'Shvela Tvila. Psukei D'Zimra is part of Shemona Esrei. It was Niskan for Shemona Esrei. And therefore came a Mela Chayavas. Women are Chayiv in Psukei D'Zimra. The Dershu brings from Rab Shach and Rab El Yashiv that L'chol HaPachos a woman should say Baruch Sha'amar, Ashrei, and Yishtabach. Rab Avadya says that Sfardim are not allowed to say Baruch Sha'amar and Yishtabach. Women. Not men, because it's a Zman Grama, women, the minog of Sfardim is they're not allowed to say it. What if an Ashkenazi woman who davened her whole life marries a Sephardi? Does she stop saying Pesuk de Zimra? L'chayra, yes. L'chayra, she would stop saying Baruch She'amar and Yishtabach. What about Berchus Kriya Shema? Is she allowed to say it? L'chayra, possibly not also. Why? It's Zman Grama. Sephardim don't say Zman Grama. U'le'inyan Berchus HaShachar. Regarding Berchus HaShachar, L'chayra Talei Bezeh. Im Neima De HaBrachos HaElo Yesh Lahem Zman. What about Berchus HaShachar? Are they chayiv? Are women chayiv in Berchus HaShachar? If they have a zman, ayin la'abasayv simenon beiz mishabro ve'er halacha v'tzarach iyon. It's not clear whether women are mechuyiv to say Berchus HaShachar. It could be it's zman grama. U'mestima aslashin ha'tor shulchan aruch b'simen mem vav sif dalet u'v'frat me'al avusham ayin sham mashma dimi Berchus HaShachar mashma dimi varchus Berchus HaShachar k'maya noshim. From the stima aslashin ha'shulchan aruch b'simen mem vav sif dalet, let's take a look. The Mechaber is mashma that women do say Berchos HaShachar. Why? The Mechaber says, Tzarech Levarach B'chol Yom, Shalai Yassani Oyvei Kecham, Shalai Yassani Oved, Shalai Yassani Isha. The HaNoshim Mevarchos Shasani Kertsoinei. What do you mean Noshim Mevarchos? They don't have to say anything. That's mashma women do say Berchos HaShachar. Aye, but what if there's a Zman? Now, by the way, who remembers? What is the zman of Berchus HaShachar? Until when do you have to say Berchus HaShachar? So the Mishnah Berurah here says, see earlier, Soif Simen Nun Beis in the Mishnah Berurah. What did the Mishnah Berurah say? The Ramah said, "Mikol makom yoymar kol habrachos shemechuv levarach ba'boker." He brought from the Maamar Mordechai and the Sefer Nahar Shalom, "Zman brachos is kol hayom b'diavad," and the Gra agrees. The Gra even says you could say brachos hashachar belaila ad shas hashena if you forgot. But lechatchila you should say it before 4 hours. B'diavad. You could say it to chatzos. And if you want to say it the whole day, ein limchos biyadai. So it sounds like that would allow women, that sort of obligates women. The fact that b'diavad, you could say it the whole day, you should try to say it before the fourth hour. For sure you could say it to chatzos, and it could be you could even say it at night before you go to sleep. Okay. V'ulam kozek kosam l'inyan chiyuv. This is all regarding obligation. Certainly, we're talking now, are women chayiv in Berchus Krishma? No. Is she chayiv in Emes V'yatsiv? Maybe. Can she accept it and be moishach l'chiv on herself? Yes. She could even be mevarech Berchus Krishma, kilael b'sim yudzayin, sif beiz, bahaga. Now, what about according to the Shulchan Aruch that women do not make a bracha on mitzvah saseh she'azman grama? Reb Shlomo Zalman says, and Reb Yashiv says, she could say Berchus Kriya Shema. Why? Because we don't say Vitzivanu. And the Mishnah Berurah is also mashma like this. That the reason women don't say Berchus HaMitzvah and Zman Grama is because they can't say Vitzivanu. If I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Avadya Yosef argues, and he says they cannot. But so in other words, Ashkenazim, it's funny because it's only Nogea, a woman who's Sfardi, and a woman who's Sfardi is going to follow the Rabbi Avadya. But Ashkenazic poiskim say Sephardic women could say Berchus Kriya Shema and Pesukei Dezimra. Sephardic poiskim, actually Rabbi Tzion Abba Sholk writes that they could also. Okay. Weiter. Shehazman Grama. They're patur from Krishna because it's man grama. The talah cause of this man shchiva is man kima. The Torah hinges it on when they go to sleep, when they get up. V'nachainhu. It is correct. Mashma mitzat hadin p'turin. The Mechaber says it's nachain to teach them to mekabel amachos shemayim, but mitzat hadin, it sounds like they're patur. But v'habach pasach, the Bach Paskins, the Chayav Midina lekav Malchus Shemayim Pasuk Rishon, that they're halachically obligated to Makabel O Malchus Shemayim with the first Pasuk, Ayin Sham. Aval Harbe Achorinim Cholkim, as many Achorinim argue on the Bach. The Mechaber said it's correct to teach them to be Makabel O Malchus Shemayim, and they should read minimum the first Pasuk, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Sefer Nachla Svi Pirish de Kavanas and Mechaber Kol Parsha Rishayna. The Nachla Svi says what the Mechaber means is the whole first Parsha. The Harav Hoysef Alav. Meaning, the Mechaber that says, Nachanu Lam Nam Shikav Lam O Machu Shamayim, the Pshat and the Mechaber is they should say the whole first Parsha. And the Ramah adds, Dal Kaponim, Kol Pasuk Rishon, at the very least the whole first Pasuk. Aval Bavush Mashma, the Gam Kavanas HaMechaber Harak, Pasuk Rishayna. V'zehu Shaber Harav. According to Levush, the Mechaber also agrees they only have to say the first Pasuk, and the Rama is merely explaining the Shita of the Mechaber. Okay, we'll hold it over here. Wish everyone a wonderful day. Tomorrow we're on, okay? Tomorrow, 9 o'clock. 9 a.m. tomorrow, Friday, Erev Shabbos. Thank you very much. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.